KUTX 98.9, I'm Jay Trachtenberg. Happy Valentine's Day. We are live in Studio 1A. Jake Perlman is our primary engineer. He's getting some help from Cliff Hargrove. And we want to say thank you to Deidre Gott, our producer, who sets up all the live music here on KUTX. Willie Watson is here with us. He's a former member of the Old Crow Medicine Show. He's playing a sold-out show at the Cactus Cafe tonight. Welcome to Studio 1A, Willie.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. I didn't know that show was sold out.
Yeah.
Good thing we're doing this radio show.
Yeah. So for a lot of people, it'll be the only opportunity to hear you. So your most recent album, well, you got two albums of folk songs that you've been doing.
Yeah. Since I have went in my solo direction, it's just been sort of listening to, collecting, reinterpreting these old songs.
And old songs tend to be reinterpreted all the time.
Yeah, that's the nature of it.
From generation to generation. So the tune you're going to start out with, some people may recognize it as a song that doesn't come from the most well-known versions, probably not from the folk world.
Well, this day and age, some younger people might not recognize it at all. But people my age for sure. I mean, I'm in my late 30s. People my age and a decade or so younger are definitely going to have heard a version of Gallows Pole from Led Zeppelin.
Right, but the song goes way, way back.
The song goes so far back, hundreds and hundreds of years. Of course, in the, about 100 years ago, more or less, American musicians were doing their own renditions, like Lead Belly and, country musicians and rural musicians as well. But all different styles, within the very wide genre of folk music.
All right. So can we hear a version of
Gallows Pole?
Gallows Pole, yeah. All right. Willie Watson live in Studio 1A.
My father coming way across the sea. Father, did you bring me silver? Father, did you bring some gold? What did you bring me, dear father, to keep me from the gallows pole? I didn't bring no silver, didn't bring no gold. I come to see you hanging from the gallows pole. So wait a little while, hangman, wait a little while and see. I think I see my mother coming way across the sea. Oh, mother, did you bring me silver? Mother, did you bring some gold? Did you come to see me hanging from the gallows pole? I didn't bring no silver. I didn't bring no gold. I come to see you swinging from the gallows pole. Yeah. Swinging, yes, from the gallows pole. Yes, you're swinging, yes, from the gallows pole. it for a while. I think I see my own true lover riding many miles. So, lover, did you bring me silver? Lover, did you bring some gold? Did you come to see me hanging from the gallows pole? Oh, yes, I brought you silver. I brought a little gold. I brought a little of everything to keep you from the gallows pole. Yes, I brought it. Yes, to keep you from the gallows pole. Yes, I brought it. Yes, to keep you from the gallows pole.
Willie Watson live in Studio 1A with his interpretation of a song that goes back hundreds of years, Gallows Pole. Willie's playing a sold-out show tonight at the Cactus Cafe. So, Willie, when you're deciding what song you want to interpret, what are you looking for?
First and foremost, just if it's like got all those ingredients that make like that make a great song. Something that sort of stands out, that grabs your attention, that might be a little unique. Something with a great chorus, something with a nonsense chorus that doesn't make any sense but might have made sense in 1926 but still probably not. Like on my first record, songs like Keep It Clean, you hear something like that for the first time, and you're like, what the heck? What is this? This is like one of the coolest songs I've ever heard. So you hear stuff like that, and then you know that they're out there, that those songs exist, mm-hmm. and that there's more of them to find. So you just kind of want to go out and find all those, the best of the best. That's the thing. I guess I hold these high standards, and I just kind of try to find what I think is kind of the cream of the crop, But at the same time, that's just... sometimes you overlook things and there's things that are good that you don't necessarily see, or honestly, when you're making a record, sometimes you don't have everything. It's not all together when you go into the studio. You have to go back and think about other songs, and sometimes you get kind of stuck. You have to figure out what's making some of these songs work and what's making the ones you want to work, why aren't they working. So it's a process. So some of these songs just kind of happen through the whole process. Not necessarily accidental, but you just kind of leave it open, and trust that you'll end up figuring it out. And as long as time isn't too big of a factor, then you can find the good songs that go on the good record.
Willie Watson is here with us on KUTX 98.9, live in Studio 1A. So back in the early 60s, it was a huge folk revival. It was big on college campuses. It made its way into the mainstream. There were national TV shows like Hootenanny. So here we are, over 50 years later, we're in the digital age. How does this music translate in the information age?
Well, I think for the most part, in general, it's being translated in a different way. It's still around, it's just there's pieces of it, and you can see inspiration of it in so many musicians. Musicians from the very popular and ever-growing Americana scene, which you would think you would see it in, mm-hmm. which you would expect it. Mm-hmm. And then you see it in other places. You see it in the pop world, and you see it in TV commercials. You see, it's all over the place. It's something is sparking people's interest a little bit, and I think it's a lot of it probably coming out of that Americana music scene that's getting younger people interested in. I mean, people of all ages, anybody. I don't know. I don't think it's going to take form like it did in this, you know, in the sense that I do it. You know, I'm not a purist or anything, but you know, I mean, it's pretty straightforward what I do, and I'm not straying very far from the template that's been laid out for me. You know, as far as stylistically, musically, you know, how these songs are put together and how they're performed. But yeah, I don't think, you know, I doubt that there's going to be like the next Pete Seeger with the next Rainbow Quest, you know. And besides, there's not really people to put on Rainbow Quest anyway. Mm-hmm. Mississippi John Hurt is dead.
Yeah.
So it's just a different time.
Yeah. We're here with Willie Watson. He's got a sold out show at the Cactus Cafe, which makes his live Studio 1A performance right now that much more dear. So you're going to do a real old traditional, is it an American? Is this song an American song? Or
yeah.
Did,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's what I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, as opposed to like the last one, Gallows Pole. I think right. Its origins come from like Norway in 16-something, mm-hmm. you know. But this is pure American, yeah.
So do you have anything succinct to tell us about this song?
Well, I mean, I think everybody knows about John Henry. And this is just sort of my version of a song that everybody, you know, anyone who's ever, you know, played a banjo or picked, you know, country style old time guitar or anything like that, has definitely been a part of in some way or another. But yeah, I don't know. It's just John Henry, pretty straightforward. This was again one of those songs for this record that came later on, and we were, you know, getting halfway done with this thing and thinking, well, we don't have these. We need a few songs to do a certain job, and it's a great example of one of those really popular songs that's kind of right in front of your face, and you're kind of, you know,
trying to resist it,
scratching, yeah. You know, just digging your nails into the table, trying to find songs, and just banging your head against the wall, and then you're like, well, wait a minute, you know, we haven't done songs like John Henry. But if you can pull it off, that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's so many of these good songs, and there's millions of, well, you know, hundreds of songs that I'd love to do, but I just necessarily haven't figured out how to do them in my way that works, so they're going to be the best that they can be. But all right, should I play this thing?
Here please. We
go. John Henry, when he was a baby, sitting on his papa's knee. Well, he picked up a hammer and a little piece of steel. Said, hammer be the death of me. Hammer be the death of me. Yes, hammer be the death of me, Lord, Lord. Hammer be the death of me. Well, the captain said to John Henry, gonna bring that steam drill around. Gonna bring that steam drill out on this job. And I'll whop that steel on down. Whop that steel. Pop that steel on down, Lord, Lord. Pop that steel on down. John Henry said to the captain, you can bring that steam drill around. You can bring that steam drill out on this job, and I'll beat your steam drill down. Beat your steam drill down. Yes, I'll beat your steam drill down, Lord, Lord. Beat your steam drill down. Polly drove steel like a man. Yes, Polly drove steel like a man. I said Polly drove steel like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly drove steel like a man. John Henry hammered in that mountain till the head of his hammer caught fire. Well, it worked so hard and it broke his poor heart, and he laid down his hammer and he died. Yes, he laid down his hammer and he died. Well, he laid down his hammer and he died, Lord, Lord. Lay down his hammer and he died. So every Monday morning, when the bluebirds begin to sing, you can hear John Henry a half a mile. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. Hear John Henry's hammer ring. You can hear John Henry's hammer ring.
All righty. Willie Watson live in Studio 1A and his rendition of John Henry. And if you want to, if you're interested in an interesting take on the John Henry legacy, you may want to check out the book John Henry Days by Colson Whitehead. Goes into a whole thing about that.
Paul was just telling me about that. And it's like a whole new...
Yeah, it's an interesting take on
it, and it seems to be like it might be really accurate or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's been a topic of discussion in the van out with Dave Rawlings lately.
Yeah, so, yeah, all right. And you've been doing a lot of work with Dave Rawlings.
Yeah, but, along with just doing my solo record and releasing that, Dave and Gil and me and Brittany Haas and Paul Cowart been out on the road, because there's also a new Dave Rawlings record as well. So a lot of road, a lot of shows, a lot of touring lately.
Yeah. Well, thanks for dropping by and sharing the music. It's really a delight. We don't get to hear just straight folk music here too often.
It's my pleasure. I always love coming in.
Yeah. And Willie Watson has a sold-out show tonight at the Cactus Cafe. So congratulations on that. I want to say a special thanks to Jake Perlman, who went above and beyond the call of duty for this set today. And thanks to Jake. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some Dan Auerbach tickets coming up in the next few minutes. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. With Delilah, she was a woman, she was fine and fair. She had good looks, card nose, and coal black hair. Delilah, she gained old Samson's mind. When 50 saw that woman, it would be less time. With Delilah, she sat down on Samson's knees. Said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. She talked so fine, you know, she spoke so fair. Samson told Delilah, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean in my hands, and my strength come natural as any other man. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, tear this old building down. With Samson and that lion, they got an attack. Samson jumped up on that lion's back. Will you read about this beast that killed a man with his paws? Samson got his hands in the lion's jaw. Will he bear that beast till he killed him dead? And the beast made honey in the lion's head. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I would tear this old building down. Where you read about old Samson and all of his works, he was the strongest man that ever had lived on earth. Well, one day when Samson was walking along, looked on the ground and saw an old jawbone. Well, he stretched out his arms, you know, it broke like thread. And when he got to moving, 10,000 was dead. Good God, if I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, tear this old building down. If I